You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Ending the summer, I'm Therese Crowley, Fox News. President Biden vacations for a second week, back from California, now at the Delaware Beach House. As presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump launch the 70-day election sprint with new doubts about the September debate, Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House.
Vice President Harris is in town, but we don't expect to see much of her till Wednesday and Thursday. She will be in Georgia both those days, her only battleground of the week. Trump plans to visit Virginia and Michigan today, Wisconsin and Michigan Thursday, then Pennsylvania Friday. Their first in-person meeting is supposed to be September 10th for an ABC debate. The Harris campaign is now telling Politico that unlike last time for Trump v. Biden, they would prefer the mics to be hot the entire time, no muting. An advisor is quoted as saying they think Trump wants the mics muted.
Congressional task force members investigating the Trump assassination attempt arrive in Butler, Pennsylvania today.
The bipartisan task force investigating the assassination attempt on former President Trump will visit the site in Pennsylvania where the shooting took place. More than 10 House members will meet with officials and get an on-site tour. Back in D.C., a counter forum will take place involving a group of lawmakers not included on the task force. Two of them, combat veterans Corey Mills of Florida and Eli Crane of Arizona, both Republicans, lobbied to be on the task force and have expressed their frustrations with not being selected. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Five Secret Service agents are on administrative leave, including one from former President Trump's personal protective team. RFK Jr. responding to the criticism and Kennedy family drama after he endorsed Republican Donald Trump. His sister Carrie said it was like setting fire to their father's legacy. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, I think we all need to be able to disagree with each other and still love each other. America is listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
On August 30th, Reagan returns to office.
We are the greatest country in the world. We have just forgotten it.
You can run from a bully for so long, but after a while, you're going to have to stand up to him.
I am about to start the biggest war of this century.
You told me you wanted to make a difference in this world.
What would you have me do?
I want you to fight!
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall!
Reagan, in theaters Friday, August 30th. Rated PG.
Should you buy? Should you sell? Where do you start? Join us each Tuesday morning at 7:30 for Real Talk About Real Estate. Our industry aces, Walter Campbell and Deborah Pierce with Keller Williams, offer advice for buyers, sellers, and investors. From flipping to financing, they'll answer your questions and share tips on how to do it right. Real Talk About Real Estate, Tuesday mornings at 7:30 on News Talk 96.5, KPEL, on air and on the app.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes.
Will they be healthy?
Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show on a beautiful Monday. Get to spend it in beautiful Lake Charles, Louisiana. Always great to come over in conjunction with our friends at KAOK 1400 AM. Cumulus Broadcasting. We've been broadcasting there for 25 years in this market. 25 years. Humbled. Met a lot of so many nice people. We had a co-relief center today with Dr. Donald Snow. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. And we'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Brett Guyman's going to stick his head in here, talk about state of Louisiana. We got stuff on Kamala Harris, who won't do interviews, and now the media is just wide open to defend her and her lack of policies. But we know what she stands for. We know what she said, and is so anti-American. But all that as the program unfolds today. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. And like I said, we'll be here for the next couple hours. We do have some election stuff and things like that to talk about. Before we get to all that, I want to bring in him, Dr. Donald Snow himself. Dr. Snow, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, it's always good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Well, good. I'm trying to make sure your mic. Give me that thing. All right. Now say hi.
Hi.
All right. We're good now. Anyway, good to see you. I want to tell people that we have co-relief centers in Lake Charles. There's nobody really does what Dr. Donald Snow does in the state of Louisiana. Not many of them in the whole country. And this is for you today. If you've been living in pain, let me just pre-do this, Doc. If you've been having pain, and I know a lot of y'all have heard me talk to Dr. Donald Snow. A lot of people have come in, I've witnessed and talked to him. You got pain you can't get rid of, I got your guy right here. Anyway, tell us a little bit what Co-Relief Center is all about, kind of what you do.
We make it go away. And we make it go away permanently. If you have pain from any cause, if we can make it go away on the first visit, it's going to go away permanently when I'm done with you. And it doesn't matter what cause. Could be knee pain, hip pain, sciatica, back pain, surgical pain, disc problems. You can't feel your hands and feet because you have a disc out, or you have diabetes and you can't feel your hands or feet. It goes away.
Now, Doc, you... I know you do some chiropractor, but...
I don't do any chiropractor.
My God. Acupuncture, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. But you do some acupuncture, but that's not who you are. That's part of what you do.
I do.
Talk about what you do. A little bit about what you do.
I got my doctorate in Oriental medicine, and I do integral medicine is what it's called. I practiced Western medicine for a number of years in the military. I was a research scientist, medical research and development. And I have brought some high technology medical devices into this clinic, one of which was top secret in the late 80s and early 90s. It's called a Russian Skinar. And after Russia fell apart, Dr. Alexander Karasov, its inventor, was able to get a patent. And I now do case studies on his new equipment. And when I started integrating that particular device into my clinic, I became outcome-based and the only one in the nation, which means that your pain goes today, not tomorrow.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about this. When you say outcome-based, and it's unique in this business because nobody really offers this. When you say outcome-based, tell people exactly what you mean.
That means I have skin in the game. If you don't get 50% relief for your neuropathy or probably 80 or 90% relief for your pain on that very first visit.
No matter what the pain is.
Doesn't matter what, okay. I don't charge you. That means I have skin in the game. And if you know another doctor that does that, let me know.
You know, one of the unique things that I always thought that you did was, so I'm a patient. I come in, and let's just say I got a back problem, mm-hmm. whatever the pain mm-hmm. is. And I go back there, and you take an hour or two, whatever it is, and I show up, and the pain is 50%, 80% gone. That means you can help the person, but here's the kicker. You don't tell that person about the pain level. They tell you after you work with
them. That's right. I can't feel your pain, but you can. And I've never had a problem with patients telling me that it's gone. I've never been ripped off. I've never, people pay because it goes away. And most things take 10 to 20 visits to go away permanently. In the last year or so, I've accidentally learned a couple of techniques, and some people don't even take 10 visits anymore, which is why I need to advertise like crazy. My job is to get rid of my patient. My job is not to keep a patient. So when you come to me, My job is to get rid of you. In other words, make your pain go away and you don't need me anymore. And it's a bad business model, but it's a good health model.
That's good for the patient.
Good for the patient.
So people out there going, well, I know he can't help arthritis. I know he can't help
this. I can.
Okay, no, but I'm saying it. They think that you can't help things. Talk about the things that are very common that people may not think you can help them with, but you can. I mentioned arthritis because I know you can.
Yeah, I can make arthritis will go away. Degenerative disc disease, you know, on your back, it goes away. Herniated discs, I can fix those. Those will repair. If you can't feel your legs or your feet because of a disc pinching a nerve, you'll feel it when you leave my clinic. Knee pain from any reason, it can be bone on bone. If I can make the pain go away, that's going to go away. Tennis elbow, golf elbow, whatever you want to call it, tendonitis, it goes away. Headaches from just about any cause except an apex headache. I can't fix that one. I can't make it.
What about migraines?
Migraines go away.
Because migraines are more common than I thought.
Migraines, a lot of people come in here with migraines that aren't migraines. Migraines are 100% of the time only on one side of the head, not on both sides. If you have a headache on both sides, it's not a migraine. Cluster headaches go away, but I can't make an apex headache. I can't affect it.
What do you call it? Plantar
fasciitis? Yeah. It goes away.
So you can do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing. That's another thing. You know, when I was an athlete, I had some of that. Now, Brett Gaiman said, no, but he's going to disagree that I was ever an athlete.
Yeah.
But you had those problems in your feet. And but that's something you can actually...
Yeah, I had a little boy in here, and he still comes occasionally. He wanted to play baseball, and he had a problem with his feet. They were flat, and they were hurting all the time. And he wanted to play baseball so bad, and he couldn't walk on them. And they wanted to break his feet.
Break them,
and then reset them. He came in here, and five treatments later, he's still playing baseball today. His family was very, very happy. It doesn't really matter what your pain is from.
All right. How about somebody out there going, hey, Dr. Snow, sounds great, but I don't believe it. I've tried everything. What do you tell somebody? Because let's be honest. Me and you have talked about this 1,000 times. People will say, I tried everything, when they really didn't try you.
Yeah, they haven't
and
tried
so
me.
And so here's what it cost them. A phone call here. Just go to call them today and say, hey, here's what I have. You think he can help me?
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. And if I can't help you, there's no exchange of money. What have you lost?
So if somebody comes in and they don't get 50%, 70% relief, then they're going to leave and it costs them nothing.
And they get a free cup of coffee.
Yeah. And maybe some food because we got some in there. All right. If you want to talk to Dr. Snow's staff, it's simple. 337-475-6334. 337-475-6334. 643 Dr. Michael
DeBakey
Drive. In Lake Charles, the only one that does what he does is Dr. Donald Snow. And Doc, the reason why I said that people will call, you got ladies that will answer the phone, and they can probably tell them pretty much if you think they can help them.
Yes.
But they're not going to know until you come. Now, one of the things I've heard you say many times, if you come here, come with the pain.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yes. Don't come here if you have occasional pain and you don't have any when you come, because there's nothing to treat. Bring your pain. Don't take any pain medicine. And
can they walk in here without an appointment? I know it's tough.
It's tough. They probably could. They'd wait a little while.
Okay.
But yeah. But I'd prefer make an appointment.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just take it if you're in the area, especially. But you help a lot of people that don't even live in Louisiana. You help people from South Louisiana to Northern Louisiana. I've talked to some of our audience that came from Shreveport, Monroe, and Arkansas.
I had a lady last week. She's been a patient for a while, VA patient. She drives 8 hours one way to come here. And she did a testimonial for me last week on video. If you can go to Facebook and see that video. But she drives 16 hours to both ways to come here. They come from all over the place. They really do.
But you've had world athletes and all that.
I've had Olympiads come here. They came to me when I was in San Diego, and they come to me here. I see people from all over.
It doesn't matter. All right, the number again, 337-475-6334. The name of the company is Co-Relief Center. Co-Release Center, but you can also Google Dr. Donald Snow, and that'll come up in Lake Charles, and they can find out where you are. What is there anything in particular out there where people think you can't treat, and they come in and you actually help them?
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe I can do what I claim I can do, but I plainly can, right, because I'm still in business.
Well, no, you're not God. You're just teaching the body how to heal itself, basically.
A human, all life, all living beings, even plants, they self-heal. That we were all designed to self-heal. Unfortunately, we're all imperfect, thanks to Adam's fall. Mm-hmm. And sometimes your body just needs a little nudging. It needs to be retaught how to heal, and it will take over. It will heal.
All right, folks, it's real simple. 337-475-6334. You owe it to yourself to call Dr. Snow, find out about the pain, find out about what you need. Call and talk to him and say, hey, here's what I need.
I got one more thing.
Yes, sir.
We now, a lot of people are taking Zepbound and Mounjaro and these weight loss drugs.
Yeah.
If you are taking these and are losing weight but have not regained your shape, we now have a laser that will make your reshape you. It's the Arconia Zerona Z6 laser.
So you're doing that now?
Oh, we're doing that now. So if you want to sculpt your body and no side effects, no pain,
so you think you can make this Adonis body right here look better?
I don't know if anybody can do anything. So we now do this.
Wow. So do you help them with trimming the body up?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right. That's another thing we've added at Dr. Donald Snow. Once again, 337-475-6334. I'll let Doc go to work. Bring him back here in a couple of segments. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show on the road in Lake Charles, Louisiana at Co-Release Center. We'll be right back. How you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show here at Lake Charles, Louisiana, conjunction with our friends at Cumulus Broadcasting. We're here at Co-Release Center. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. Dr. Snow, if you got any pain, you want me to help you, 337-475-6334, 337-475-6334. Check them out. See if they can help you. All it takes is a phone call. Doesn't cost you anything. Honored to have Guy Hand on in a while. Try to even get him to do my program a little bit, but he runs from me. I'm joking. Brett Guyman, Representative Guyman. How you doing, bud?
Hey, Moon. How are you? Welcome to Lake Charles.
Yeah, it's always good to come back.
It's good to
have you here. It really is good to come over.
And why haven't you had me on? I mean, let's talk about that.
I tried to get you on a program to host it.
Well, true. You did.
Hey, the other day, because I just want to get your take on this, Wallet Hub came out and said we're the worst state to live in, worst economy. And they started it as the U.S. News and World Report commented, so you got two of them voting this stuff in. And the reason I brought it up, Brad, is because you've heard me many times. We talked about this. We don't change the business climate here. All this other stuff they're talking about, with the exception of maybe insurance reform, everything else has to do with us changing that environment. Do you feel like we're headed that way at all?
Well, look, I'm very optimistic, of course, with the new administration, the new legislature, the leadership that we have, the Speaker of the House, Senate President. I mean, really across the board, I'm very optimistic. And but we have issues, man, and we got to deal with that insurance quick.
Yep.
And that is really hurting business. It's hurting homeowners. It's hurting people who want to invest.
Well, everybody's got to have insurance on something.
You hear it over and over from everybody, like, hey, I can afford to do a construction project, but I can't afford the insurance. Or I visited.
You're in that business, you know.
Absolutely. And I visited with a realtor, one of the bigger realtors here in Southwest Louisiana last week. And they have a lot of rental property and investments with across the area, and it's you can't charge enough rent to cover your costs, and we're upside down on that, and so we've got to fix that quick, and it's killing us. And really I hear from a lot of people in the middle income range that are just really struggling, businesses, retail. Nobody's doing great right now. But
you got to remember, that's on top of the extraordinary inflation price caused by the federal government spending money.
Right.
I mean, we can't do anything about that. But on the insurance side, if you start comparing it to other states around us, we're not even a ball game with them.
No.
And that's going to affect your business climate.
No, absolutely. And we're going to have to get that right. I know it's a challenge. I know that Commissioner Temple is doing, is proposing ideas. And the legislature has been very open to trusting, like, hey, we'll go along with some of this, but we want to see some results. And I think we've been, what are we, 8 months? Excuse me, 8 months into the new administration.
It's still early.
It's still early, but we're going to, in the words of my friend Philip Tarver, we need to throw the baby out too right now. We need to turn this thing upside down.
Me and you talked about it, yeah. Brett Guyman, Representative Guyman, talked about doing something big.
Big.
And with the words, I hate stepping in the right direction. I wouldn't mind it if you did something big and you kept moving. I had a representative from North Carolina. I need to get the tape to you. Who came on, they said they were in the same position, everything with us in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working on it since 2010, now they're at the top of everything. And he told me this year in our legislative session, he said, we had to do some more. That's what I'm saying, we're not doing anything big, step in the right direction when somebody's 100 yards ahead of you, and then they take 10 yards step, you're never going to catch up.
Yeah.
We need to be able to compete.
Yeah. I would tell you this, Moon, I'm in my 17th year, not continuous, but overall. And this is a group of people who are really, I think, ready to do something big. We're willing to say, hey, we've tried all the little stuff. Let's go big.
Are you concerned? Be honest, are you concerned about the Senate? I mean, you can like Henry or not. He's a friend of yours. But, man, we got some stuff stifled that people felt like it would be moving us along, and then it got stifled.
It did.
And yet y'all in the House voted for all this, and out of cameras on my mouth, I'm going to protect my senator's vote. Come on, man.
Look. I'm a House member, and I'm always going to be a House member. And we always say we do all the good stuff, and the Senate kills it. I don't think that ever really changes. No offense to my good Senate friends who may be listening, but we'll figure that out. And I just feel like we need to. I feel like we need to go big. I know Governor Landry wants to have a legacy of doing that, and I'm hopeful that look. In all fairness, the first year you kind of got to figure everything out and figure where everybody lands.
But the bureaucracy's really real, because they got a lot of people who don't want to change one thing because they're doing really good with the way it is now.
That's, look, you always follow the money. You can always follow the money, and I'm sure you're going to talk about renewable energies before we hang up.
I got to.
But you know,
maybe I got a fuss at you.
Come on. You can always follow the money. And you know, if you're doing well in the current environment, you don't want to change it. You know that. That's human behavior and human nature. But back to your point, I think we're ready, and I think we're willing. Again, I'm speaking for the House. I don't live in the Senate, so I don't really know.
Well, you want to.
I would assume that they feel the same way. But we're ready. We want to do something big, and look, we have to do something quick because it.
Remember, 8 months is really the first year it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Second year is going to be gone quick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Something has to happen. Let me take a break.
Absolutely.
Representative Brett Guyman, I'll jump him a little bit about carbon capture when we get back. It is.
I think I have to go. I got a root canal or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. We'll take a break. Be right back. With 5 locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites, nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing. So go to HudcoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you.
Do you crave...
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Road, Lake Charles, Louisiana, conjunction with our friends at Cumulative Broadcasting, KLK 1400 AM. We're here at Co Relief Center, Dr. Donald Snow. If you got pain, you owe it to yourself to make the phone call to see if they can help you. 337-475-6334. Co Relief Center here in Lake Charles. Brett Guyman, Representative Guyman, 17 years of a veteran in the legislature. Yeah, I the only thing I was going to mess with you about was. And I'll just be real blunt with you. I think carbon capture is 100% total ignorance. Windmills, if you go look overseas, they quit doing that. Some of the people actually quit doing that. Solar farms piss me off worse than anything. Not solar panels. Solar panels for companies, and I'm all for that if somebody wants to get that. That's great. Solar farms to replace farming. And you got to deal with all this, man. And you're sitting at the Natural Resource Committee. So I'm sure you've heard a lot from both sides.
Yeah, Moon. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
By the way, let me go back.
Somebody's calling.
Let me go back to bring up what you said earlier. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Now, if you take those industries, follow the money is all it is.
So you are correct. I was honored and blessed to get named chairman of Natural Resources Committee. And suddenly had to shift from the budget, which I'd spent all my career on for the most part, to a whole host of things to come before that committee. Of course, renewable energy is one of them. And so I've learned a lot, and here's where I think we ought to be, and you can disagree with me if you want.
I probably am agreeing.
Look, personally, I think carbon capture is silly. I get it.
But it's a lot of money.
But we're doing it. And yeah. So what we feel like our role in the legislature is not to try to kill carbon capture, because we can't. If we could, that would be an option, but we can't, is to manage it and to make sure that we do it right and that we do it better than anybody else. And that includes protecting the home, the homeowner, private property rights, all those things that a lot of times don't really get a lot of attention. We had an 8.5-hour committee study hearing, joint committee with agriculture and natural resources last Thursday on solar. Incredibly complex issue. It really, really is. The agriculture community doesn't particularly like it. Commissioner Strain has concerns about taking prime agriculture land out of use. But landowners like it if they're the ones that own the land.
I agree with that.
And then you have
their ship has come in.
You have industry who likes it because they need a renewable energy in their portfolio. And you have New Iberia who could potentially have a solar panel manufacturing facility. I'm just saying, here's all the moving pieces, yeah. though. And you have homeowners who don't like it if it's anywhere near their home. And that's what we have. And so what we, unfortunately, as dealing with solar, the state hasn't put a lot of guidelines out yet. So it's the wild, wild west. And parishes are just doing permits. A lot of them are doing local ordinances that are pretty good. But in my opinion, don't take in all of the issues that need to be considered before we permit these. And so our job right now, we believe, is to make sure that we help Department of Energy and Natural Resources promulgate rules that will give us guidelines and do the very best we can to protect people's home values and make sure these things are done
in
the right spot.
It's a big question for you. I understand. I got it. Mm-hmm. If the federal government wouldn't dump in trillions of dollars in this, would any of that be existing?
So I think this is my personal opinion, okay. and I'm not the person who manages the money behind the scenes for these projects, but I would think in carbon sequestration and carbon capture projects, probably not continue forward if the federal government wasn't incentivizing. Solar, we heard from two experts on Thursday that solar can stand on their own. And that remains to be seen.
But that hadn't happened yet.
It hasn't. It's really too new. I mean, I don't think there's enough data out there to guarantee that. But I know the ones in our area are all asking for ITEP and, you know, all of the exemptions that they can get. Of course they would. I mean, why wouldn't they?
But once again, I asked you the question. Solar doesn't make it without federal dollars. It doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, show me in what country has made it. By the way, I'm not fussing at Brett.
No, you can.
Me and Brett would probably be on the same. If I was your co-chair, you'd probably have to settle me down a little bit. But yeah. I get what you're saying. You're sitting in a position, you got to look at all this because it's just the way it is. But a lot of it's mandated. Yeah. A lot of it's because of the money.
Well,
still say if you take away money, none of this would be happening.
And you may be right. I won't argue too hard on that point, but we still have to manage it.
I get it. What about windmills?
We don't see any real activity on that onshore. Now, I heard this past Thursday that there is a project proposed in North Louisiana somewhere. I don't know what the wind speed up there is. I haven't really researched that, but I know we have some offshore wind that is coming, and are actually going to be doing a committee study on that as well.
And I'm not a meteorologist. I'm not going to play one, but I could get it right as much as they do. I would think there would be more wind coming off the coast in South Louisiana than anything that ever came out of North Louisiana. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, it seems that way. It seems that way. I'm not the expert on wind, but I know I read before there's a certain wind speed that you have to average over the year to make it work, and offshore is proposed and probably will eventually have some wind out there.
I hope the hurricane take them all down. I know that's ugly. Brett's going, come on, man, they got investment.
Look, I think the concern back to solar is, carbon capture's in the ground, and a lot of people will never really know it's underneath them. And I'm not saying that that's right or wrong.
Yeah, but, they've had the accidents under
them. Oh, no. I don't mean it to sound like there shouldn't be any concern over that. It's just that you're not going to have as much pushback on that issue to solar, because solar is right there in your backyard.
I know, but what's sad is all gas, natural gas, fracking, coal, all that's We got so much of it that's so natural. God gave us right out of the ground, right out of the ocean, right out of the deal. It's like you don't even need this stuff. Yeah. I'm just saying it's being mandated a lot.
These
companies with the carbon capture, they're doing it because they're forced to do it.
Yeah.
And they say, well, we're not only going to force you to do it, we're going to make you some money. So they're going, well, okay, this is a great thing.
Well, I think the the ESG scores and things like that have a bearing on this. If big companies are trying to land projects and they're trying to borrow money, ESG score, your environmental.
That ain't good.
Well, I'm just saying part of that score is how much of a percentage of renewables are in your portfolio. And those are all things that are out of our control, Moon, in all honesty.
I get it. But
I do think it's our role as a legislature to manage this and make sure that we're not doing something that doesn't consider people's property rights and safety, home values. I think all those things have to be a part of it.
We
have to do something that's reasonable.
It's going to be interesting when it all fails, and I believe it will. And people are going to start looking back and say, who approved this? Who did that? Who managed this? And that's when the problem's going to come.
Yeah.
Because I think it fails.
By
the way, I'm not saying solar can get sun and produce some stuff. The farms bother me, and I get it on the farmer's end. Somebody said, Moon, you're not a farmer. I had a buddy of mine, and I'm going to tell you where I can tell you the name. And they hadn't gotten into it yet. He said, but it's going to be hard not to. And they own a lot of land they lease to farmers. He said, when you see how much money they're going to give us, way more than we get from farming, it becomes a business decision.
It does. And you have to, and again, you and I are both free market guys, and you have to say, hey, that landowner has a right.
That's where the ships come in. What you going to tell them?
You don't want to take away the right of the landowner to do a project. We just have to make sure that it doesn't affect the neighbors and the community that they're doing it in.
So if somebody walks in today and lays $20 million in front of me right now,
you're going
to get off the air and move to Texas, and I can't ever come back.
Moon, for $20 million, you would wear a shirt that says "I love carbon capture" on the front of it.
I'm a carbon capture guy. No, I'd like to believe I would sell my soul even for $20 million. Brett, and that's why I like talking to you, because you're keeping it simple. Okay, I don't have to agree. You don't even have to agree. But I understand what's being done. I just liked a little bit more pushback. But I think the powers to be understand the money. You said it when you came on the program. Follow the money. Yeah. All those projects, follow the money. If you didn't have money, I tell you, there wouldn't be a windmill paid for. And I don't think there'd be a solar farm.
Well, if we did everything.
These guys that are getting the money, they might be getting it from private sector, but what kind of tax breaks are they getting?
Right. If we did everything on free market principles, I don't think you'd have a lot of these renewables can't make it. But
at all.
We're not doing all free market principles. And so when you...
said a key word. Forget free market principles.
Yeah.
We don't do principled anything.
Yeah, well, but when you factor in the incentives and the ESG scores and the... having so much renewable in your portfolio and all the different things behind the scenes, sometimes that really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I talk to people. I've had them on their national guests on ESG, and they shake their head. Can't believe we ever got involved in it.
Really?
Oh, no, they think the ESG is probably the worst thing we ever
had. Oh, yeah. I got you. I thought you were talking about
the ESG itself ought to be wiped out because now they're doing these scores forcing you to go buy solar to say we got it in our portfolio because the federal government's saying you have to. That's what I mean.
I'm seeing some pushback from that now across the country, but not so much with renewables, but with the ESG.
What the information I've gathered from listening to these people who really know people in the banking business, worst thing ever happened to us. So that's where the pushback's coming.
No question.
All right, Brett, you're always a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. It's great seeing you. We do want you to host the program when you get
up
there.
Sure, absolutely.
Next time I got a good fishing trip, I'll holler at you.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for 17 years, Dr. Snow. I've been hearing
fishing.
That for 17 years.
By the way, ask him every time you turn me down. There's a little kid. Look at him laughing. He knows.
Thank you,
always a pleasure, my brother. All right, we get back. Donald Snow, Kohler Relief Center, all that and more. Don't go anywhere. Kamala Harris presidential race. I got a lot to cover. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%. 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show on the road. Thanks for being part of the program. Your opportunity to be a voice. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Of course, we during our program, we've been doing programs here almost 15 years. Dr. Donald Snow, of course, Co-Relief Center is where we are. And we're here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The number, if you just want to check, you got pain from your foot to the tip of your head. Anywhere in between, you've been having pain. I've been doing this forever. I'm going to get to them about veterans in a second, too. Call a number, tell them you want to talk to them about your pain and see if he can help you. He's not going to get on the phone and say, oh, yeah, we can do that. You drive here. And he goes, no, I can't do that. They tell you you can do it, then come let them see if they can. 337-475-6334. And before I get back to Dr. Snow, I want to make one quick point. I appreciate Brett. Brett's always honest and upfront with us. Somebody wrote me that solar panels, carbon capture, windmills, not free market. No, that's the problem with it. It's not only not free market. The good Lord gave us all oil, all the gas, all the natural gas, all the coal, everything we need in the ground, in the ocean, in the Gulf. We got all we need. That's just in the United States of America. It's not counting the world. It's the cheapest, most efficient, and two things America grew on, besides the grace of God, is cheap food, cheap energy. Because if we can eat, okay, and we got cheap energy, means we can travel and work and do all the things we need to do and pleasure. That's how you make it. They purposely ran it up, and that's a problem. And the last thing before I get back to Donald Snow, buddy of mine says, when I bring up to my reps up in North Louisiana, whether it's the solar panel farms or the biofuel at the port or windmills or carbon capture, they're all justified by saying, this is the money that's being spent anyway. And I get this all the time. But they're going to spend the money anyway. Federal money, which is causing your grocery prices, your car prices, everything you do to skyrocket in the name of, well, they're going to spend the money anyway. We may as well get some. I hate that attitude. I think it's the worst attitude I've ever seen in the history of the day. You know, I didn't take any gambling money on this show. I wouldn't take it. I still won't. I've been told the same thing with gambling. They're going to spend money. You may as well take some of it. I don't want your money. Okay, if you want to gamble, go gamble. Our Constitution says no gambling, so they changed it to gaming. I'm just trying to show y'all that because they spending the money don't mean it's a good thing, but I do believe that most people would take money before anything else in their life, and it's unbelievable. Anyway, Dr. Donald Snow joins us again. All right, Dr. Snow, always good to have you. All right, Doc, of course, we want people to call, see if they can fix them. Veterans. Because, you know, you run into a lot of veterans out there that, pull that ear set around a little bit. Yeah, this way. There you go. A lot of veterans, VAs and stuff like that, but you work with these people, don't you?
I do. In 2018 or 19, we got investigated by the VA. They came in here telling us that we were lying, or their veterans were lying. They said we had an 85-90% permanent success rate on their permanently disabled vets, which weren't permanently disabled. And they came in here.
Oh, my God.
It's not pleasant to have that happen to you. So they came in here and they sent me people in wheelchairs, broken backs, necks, and a lot of them left their wheelchairs. I now have a contract with the VA. It worked.
Whatever they were doing for our veterans wasn't working. But what you do ain't like everybody else.
Uh-uh.
And you can't heal anybody. You get the body to heal itself.
That's right. I don't do any healing. Our grand creator designed us to self-heal. All he's blessed me with a gift to reteach the body how to do that, and that's all. It's not me.
Bring that mic up. Uh-huh.
Right there.
You might have to push that headset.
Right there.
I'm just saying, so if you're a veteran out there,
uh-huh,
and you've been fighting something all your life, you may or may not can help them. You don't know if they don't come.
That's right. No one knows unless
so
they come.
So you made a deal with the VA that they'll send some patients here?
Oh, they send them. Oh, they send them. There's only 39 of us in the state, and I think there's only one or two that are actually have contracts or that the VA uses in
you
the
state. You have veterans all over the state.
Yeah, they send them here from Texas. The VA in Texas will send them here also. We get results.
And so, Doc, when you talk about pain, we're talking about chronic pain. We're talking about pain
chronic
that happens
acute,
all the time.
It doesn't matter
to
me.
And you've tried everything.
Mm-hmm. You haven't tried anything, everything. Even if you've tried acupuncture before, you haven't tried me. It's not the same. It's not the
same. Because there are other people that do acupuncture. And that is something you implement in the process.
Yeah, that's part of it, but it's not all of it. We do integral medicine, integrated medicine. We use what's available, the highest technology available, Erconia lasers, Russian Skinars, a microcurrent, whatever it takes for me to get paid, because I don't get paid if you don't get relief.
Yeah, no doubt about it. People need to realize that. But a lot of veterans have gone through a lot. They put their body.
I'm a veteran. I put 22 years in.
Yeah.
I'm a combat veteran, and I like taking care of my brothers. Yeah.
Well, no doubt about it. You're a veteran. You understand what I'm talking about. I mean, the body is, you only got one body. And everybody wants to feel good. I talk about people. My old dad's gone now. He died. I guess he's pushing 6 years of being gone. And he did all the stuff. He had dementia, so it's a lot of process. But he did all the stuff the doctors told him to do. He said his spine was like that. I mean, you're not talking about miracle worker. And he had surgery before a couple of times, too. And that was his problem. He could never get over his back pain and never get over he went to somewhere in Dallas, he's gone somewhere in Nashville, somewhere in Tennessee, and they thought it was one of the worst backs they've ever seen. I look at all the backs they look at. So, but backs are something you can help.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter. You can have all the zippy spine you want. You can have had surgeries and still have the pain. We'll still take the pain. It doesn't matter. One of the things I cannot treat is tinnitus.
Yeah.
But if you have pain or neuropathy.
We're talking about veterans and military people that carry backs and they go through so much. But in the state of Louisiana especially, since that's where I'm at, a lot of oil field workers, a lot of people that do construction, farmers, they do a lot of using their body.
Uh-huh.
So in Louisiana, you got people out there in pain taking medicine. That maybe they ought not be taking the medicine. They ought to give you a shot.
I got a bunch of rodeo riders coming in here
some
a lot,
we
too.
Do rodeo here.
Yeah, they beat their bodies up, I mean, bad. But they get better, too. Everyone does. And if they don't, like I said, you have lost nothing. Nothing at all.
But I do want to remind you, you don't walk in here because you got to address this. If you walk in here and get 50, 60, 70, 80% better.
Most people get 100%.
Okay, but if you
they,
get
they
that,
walk out of here.
You just start. You're not done.
You're
explain
not done.
It because you've had people walk out and say, I feel better. I ain't coming back.
No, there's two phases to our program here. If you want this permanently gone, we're having to retrain your body. You have to understand a lot of people that I see in here have had pain 30, 40 years. It goes away. It really, they never needed to live with that pain for 30 or 40 years. But it's a process. When you break a bone, it doesn't heal overnight.
No.
It takes 6 weeks or so. We can get you out of a cast in two, by the way. But it's a process. So most people take somewhere between 10 and 20 visits. But when you're done, you're done. The pain's gone.
Yeah, I think what you say, you like for them to come back every 6 months a year just for
every season.
Yeah,
just for preventive medicine, preventive maintenance. And plus, it allows us to catch things that are starting to come before they actually arrive.
I know you've had people come in here for one thing, and you normally the pain's coming from something else.
Yes, it is. Most people with, what do you call that, fibromyalgia? That's so easy to treat. You find out where it began. Most people with fibromyalgia began with a neck pain or back pain. You treat that, and everything else goes away.
Dr. Donald Snow, we'll take a break. More of the Moon Griffon Show. We'll hear from him a little later in the program. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show in Lake Charles, Louisiana, with our friends at KAOK. We'll be right back.
Craig Morrell.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
The election's 10 weeks from tomorrow. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, and the Democrats have been raising a lot of money since swapping out President Biden for Vice President Harris.
In little more than a month, the campaign for Vice President Kamala Harris has raised more than $540 million, $82 million of that coming in during last week's Democratic convention in Chicago, the campaign announced. Campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon, in a memo, says a third of donations came from first-time contributors and teachers and nurses are among the most common job titles for donors. Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will campaign in Georgia later this week. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's 3 years since a suicide bombing attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing 13 American service members and around 170 Afghan civilians during the U.S. military withdrawal. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox and Friends says Abbey Gate Gold Star families will be awarded Congressional Medals of Honor on September 10th. And the Israeli military reports fighter jets destroyed thousands of rocket launchers in Lebanon, with Hezbollah still sending more than 320 rockets and drones over the border.
The Iran-backed group claimed victory in Sunday's exchange of fire and said without evidence that they only targeted military positions and fired close to Tel Aviv. The reality is that two-thirds of the rockets and missiles they had prepared to launch were destroyed by the Israeli military. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah warned of further attacks in the future when he addressed Lebanon from an undisclosed bunker. As the region surveys the aftermath after the events over the weekend, Joint Chiefs Chairman C.Q. Brown was in Israel today for meetings. He spoke privately with Israel's Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant. The top U.S. general's visit comes with American assets spread throughout the region to deter Iran and its proxies from further attacks, and the Israelis still do remain on high alert.
Fox's Trey Yinks, one Israeli Navy soldier and three Hezbollah fighters were reported killed in that exchange. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with
court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, What we stand for, together with the LHSAA, are the 110,000 high school sports students in Louisiana. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show on the road. Beautiful Lake Charles, Louisiana, where we've been broadcasting, closing in on 25 years. And good friends at KAOK, Cumulus Broadcasting, appreciate them like I do all of our stations. We're at Dr. Donald Snow, Co-Relief Center. If you got pain, any kind of pain, chronic pain, pain you don't think you can get rid of, pain where you tried everything, give them a call, 337-475-6334, 337. 475-6334, and let him see if he can help you out. You call Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You can email me, moon at moongraffon.com. I want to go back and touch upon a couple other things real quick. One is this thing about, and I'm glad when y'all talk to these representatives and people, as that's kind of what Moneybags told me. Somebody's going to be taking this money. We may as well take it. Do y'all think that's the right attitude? I would be willing to bet you it's 50-50. 50% of the people say, man, if somebody going to give you money, you don't even ask questions. But understand when they take that money. Understand it's not only in Louisiana, it's all over the country. Understand that your prices are skyrocketing because of attitudes like that. If you're willing to take it, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the rest of them are willing to spend it. They're willing to go borrow because we're not fussing about the debt right now. We're not here. There are people fussing about inflation, but we got people going to vote for Kamala Harris, however you want to call her name, who is running up this debt, running up inflation, paying for illegals to have stuff that they ought to not have at all. And this is where all this money's going. And I don't understand the American people. People that's going to vote for Kamala Harris, God have mercy, do you realize what you're doing? And that's why I get upset. Because I've heard the same thing from people. I mean, we're going to take the money. I mean, somebody's going to take the money we made. So when we go broke and bankrupt and a Great Depression crashes, it's because of attitudes like that. That's the attitude that's kicking our butts. I don't care how big of a business owner you think you are, how good and bad you think you are. That right there is a dumbfounded attitude. Well, they better spend it, gonna give it to somebody. I watched Bell Edwards say that. Old Bell, who set us back 20 years, maybe 10 at least. All right, somebody going to get the money. We may as well take it. Holy cow. Holy cow. I'm trying to figure out the attitude of, well, somebody's going to get it anyway. We may as well take it. I don't know. I just think that's nuts. You know, we act like there's no strings attached to this money, but there is. None of this is free market. None of this is. Federal government pumping money into these businesses, they are broke. Anybody ever heard of the term $35 trillion in debt? It's going to be $50 trillion when we look up. And y'all think we don't have no consequences because of this? I don't care how good of a business person you think somebody, I don't care how many millions they're worth. I don't. This is horrible. What an attitude. What if they said, now look, if you take this money, we have a chance to bankrupt and put the economy in a great depression, which was going to affect your family. Do you want the money? I guarantee you most people would take it. You know what? Their motto is, why put off today what you can put off to the day after tomorrow? It's not a great attitude, folks. Oh, Moon, who are you preaching to? I'm not preaching. I'm just telling you, I've watched this stuff. There's no fundamentals in finances anymore. And when people are taking it because they're going to get their portfolio up so they can have a lifestyle that they want, we end up having no lifestyle before it's over because this will come crashing down. I don't want it to crash down. I don't deserve, and you don't deserve for it to be crashing down because of greed and selfishness, because the federal government is pushing it. ESG is the dumbest thing they've ever had with banks. People got to get their portfolio right, so we got to have a little carbon capture. We got to have a little bit of investment in renewable solar. And by the way, like I said, I have no problem with solar. I have no problem with solar. I got a problem with solar farms. But like Brett said, Guyman said, you know, if you're a farmer and you're making X amount of dollars per acre that you've leased out, and here comes a solar farm group. And a solar farm group got the federal government backing them, and you're going to make five times the money. I had a farmer tell me, who's not in it yet, his exact words, it's going to be hard not to. And I said, why? Exact words. Man, there's so much money in it. It's going to be hard not to. You don't have to explain to me what's happening. Federal government mandates then gives them money to take it. Carbon capture, you heard Brett. That's a joke. And they got people out there in the oil and gas industry and everybody's trying to explain carbon capture. Ah, this is great for the economy. No, it's not. There's nothing to do with our economy. It produces nothing. I just saw this and I just went, oh, my God. Anyway, had a call today and I checked it out. It was ABC, I think, yesterday. Tom Cotton, I think it's Senator Cotton. And ABC, Cotton's on that smashing Harris. And as we know, Kamala Harris has done no interviews, no presses. You realize she has no policy on her Facebook or website. Folks, she's running as an invisible candidate worse than Joe Biden did. She's an embarrassment. She didn't get a vote. She got no Democrat Party votes. She's sitting there, could be the president of the United States, along with the communist King Walz. And so the media is doing all the work for Harris. He's hammering Cotton. Every time Cotton said, this is what Harris said or done, the media said, she didn't say that. She didn't do that. She didn't say that. She didn't do that. They're defending somebody who can't defend herself and what she believes and what she says. She was a horrible district attorney general in the state. Horrendous. Horrendous. Cotton was eating their lunch. Just think, a media who's protecting somebody who shouldn't be the vice president, who shouldn't be the president, who shouldn't even be in politics. She shouldn't even be anywhere near this. She hasn't got any votes yet. And people are going to vote for her because they're never going to know what she stands for. We had Trump for president. What did he do wrong? Trump was a great president. You can hate him, but he was a great president. Then COVID came. They found out a way how to do something to beat Trump. And I think that's what COVID was more than anything else. I know if you lost a loved one, you say, hold up just a second. I'm mad at you for saying that. I'm telling you what it was used for. If you lost a loved one during COVID, I feel bad for you. But there were some people that died of car accidents last night. I heard on the news. I feel just as bad for the car accidents I heard on our news station today. Well, 45-year-old and three people got killed. Their deaths are just as bad as the COVID deaths. COVID was political in a lot of ways. A lot of ways. You know, my daddy died. My daddy had that dang dementia. My mama went through hell. More than the kids did. Anybody feel sorry for me? Anybody out there feeling sorry for me today? This is what we do. See, we get kind of COVID deaths. No. My son, who's producing this program, watched him pull a two-year-old, and he can tell you, a two-year-old out of Toledo Bend, dead. Two-year-old got away and got in the water and drowned. Those family members, man, I just couldn't imagine what they're going. Is that death as bad as a COVID death? Ever bit as bad as any death. So don't play the COVID stuff with me. Trump was a really good president. China and the rest of them feared him. China and the rest of them don't fear anything to do with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Barack Obama. Hell, they're partners with them more than anything else. So here we go. We got a media. We got a woman running for president. Won't do a press conference. Won't answer any questions. Didn't get any votes in the primaries. Didn't get any votes last time, 4 years ago, because she quit. Getting ready to be the president of the United States. I can't believe the American people. We can't be that stupid. A Marxist. Somebody that wants to control prices like they did in Russia and Venezuela and Spain. None of these places is successful with that. She wants illegals to be citizens. Give them health care. I mean, she don't have to answer anything. Cotton is bombs away yesterday. Y'all ought to see this. A friend of mine told me to look at. Maybe tomorrow when I get back in the studio, I'll play some of them. The media is protecting her. How can somebody who claims they're an informed voter vote for that? You can't. No interviews. What she has said and what she's done are to make everybody angry. The Democrat Party is the party of Hamas. If you're a Jewish person, how do you vote for the party of Hamas? Blacks, how are you voting for Democrats? They had delivered yet one time in 50 or 100 years. Not one time. Go look around there in the cities and tell me if you're proud of what the Democrat Party stands for. Once again, this has become down to this election has come down to, do you hate Trump more than you love the country? Do you hate Trump more than you love the country? Somebody made a good point to me. They said, Moon, you know you want as many Democrat primary voters as Kamala has? Kamala? I did. You know I want as many Democrat Party votes as Kamala run? I want exact same number she wants. Zero. Folks, I hope people wake up. God, I hope they're waking up. If they don't wake up, you can't reverse something. You can't reverse an election. And then we're all scared to death of honest election. I've never seen so many people scared in my life of an election. I really haven't. Scared to death. And they know they only got one vote. And they can't do but that one vote. Because we know what's coming. It's amazing to watch. I don't know what court ruling or what's going to happen between now and Election Day. But people start voting at the end of September for some stupid reason. We're going to vote for 17 months. Once again, Democrat playbook. Democrat playbook. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Don't forget them at Coal Relief Center, Dr. Donald Snow. If you got pain, you owe it to yourself to make the call. 337-475-6334. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Five locations. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, Their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on Collie Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on Collie Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
If you're selling a bit.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Great to be back. We're here at Co-Relief Center in Lake Charles. Dr. Donald Snow, my special guest. And, of course, he's the one that handles all this pain. 337-475-6334. I had some emails. I've responded back to let y'all know the number and to call them back. And they don't know if they don't call, Dr. Snow.
That's right.
They got to call you and talk. You know, what's the most common stuff that you do? When
backs.
You say, let's say 100 people come in here. What's going to be the most common thing?
Backs and necks. Knees are next. Plantar fasciitis is next. See a lot of internal medicine, but that one I cannot guarantee relief on the first treatment, so I don't charge. For internal medicine problems, GI, female problems, what I'll do is I'll treat them. If they have a response within 3 days of treatment, I have them make their appointment. If not, cancel it and don't pay until the next visit because I don't charge.
Not to get in all the women's stuff with cramps and stuff, but you might not going to help that.
Oh, yeah. Come in here with a cramp. You're not going to have a cramp when you leave out of here.
Wow. What's the percentage of people that come in with migraines? Is that big or not that big?
Not that big. I'd say 20% of the patients, maybe.
That sounds like a pretty good number.
I get a lot of female problems, a lot of digestive problems. I had a little girl come in here.
By the way, let me just straighten people out. When he says female problems, he's not talking about the husband.
No.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
We had a little girl come in here. She was just under 2 years old, and dirtying 57 diapers a week. She had gone to I don't know how many MD specialists, out of state, in state, and in 3 months, she was good. And she said, I love you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're talking about operations. So somebody gets operated on. Can you help them at that point?
Yeah.
What point can you not help them anymore? I mean,
there's no point.
It depends on when they come in.
Yeah, I can. You come in, I'm going to help you. There's nothing that you can have that I can't treat.
And
if I can't treat it, I do fail 3% of the time. So if 100 people come in here, and I fail with things that seem so easy, but if they don't respond, they don't respond.
Three people, you're not going to be able to help.
3 out of 100. But if I don't care what you have.
I'm asking you about knees, bone on bone. I call them bad knees. I probably got bone on bone, and I'm going to throw this, and I don't. You'll probably get mad at me after, but that's okay. So about 20-something years ago, I started taking conglosamine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Chondroitin.
Chondroitin, yeah. XXX.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I had a doctor who used to run marathons. He quit running because he started taking it. It's all natural. And, you know, I was about to get operated on both knees 20-something years ago. And I've never had the problem after about 6 weeks.
Yep.
And all it does, I'm telling people, it doesn't. People say, it grows cartilage. No, it don't. I'm no better off than I was. The difference was it kind of got it lubricated.
Well,
am I wrong by saying that?
Well,
what happened?
Most of your MDs, orthopedists, will tell you that cartilage has no blood supply. So when it's gone, it's gone. That's true. But it does. It is living tissue, and it gets
it gets its
nutrients from the synovial fluid.
Okay.
So when you age or when you get some kind of disease, the synovial fluid goes away. And picture a sponge when it's dried out. It just dried out. If you can get the synovial fluid back in there, what happens to a sponge when it's wet again?
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Yep.
And so
I did it for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying somebody's in pain, they ought to do it, because my pain actually started going away. I'm still walking 10 mm-hmm. miles a week. I lift weights.
I
try to do things like that, but I'm only telling that to somebody because you said bone on bone. So what do you do bone on bone?
Most of the time, it's not bone on bone. If you have I've seen two patients in my life, and I've been practicing medicine for 43 years.
Yeah, wow.
I've seen two with bone on bone, and you can't move it.
Is it a chance I really never had bone on bone?
No. Uh-uh. You had some cartilage in there. If you can hear it, if it's bone on bone, it's like chalk on a chalk.
The one thing I will tell you, I go fish for a day or two, and I'm up and down that boat. The right knee I showed you with the scar, it's fluids coming in it. I don't ever do anything about it, but the fluid comes in it because that knee is – the left knee, which has the same problem as the right one, has never been operated on, doesn't swell.
Uh-huh.
The right knee where I was operated on back when I was 17, it swells.
That's why I try to tell people not to get a surgery unless absolutely necessary.
If somebody's scheduled for a surgery and they have pain, they could come see you, and there's a chance they may not have surgery.
That's right.
You've seen that happen a bunch.
I've seen that happen, but I've also seen this. I had a veteran come in here with back pain. It went away. He was already scheduled for surgery, and he said, I'm going to go get the surgery. I said, you have no, it's gone. And he went and got it, and I said, don't come back here if you have any pain. Don't come back. Because I don't want somebody that thinks that way. That is just crazy.
If I was having pain and you took it away and I was getting ready for surgery, I would definitely wait for a while.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. That's almost funny. It's not, though.
I was mad. I was mad as a wet hen.
I bet you were, because you felt like you were heading the right way.
Yeah. I take pride in my work. I really take pride in it, and I want to help people. But I can't help stupid.
Got to take a break. Be back. More to come. Moongraphone Show right after this. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Dot com. Did you know you can get...
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show on the road in beautiful Lake Charles, Louisiana, conjunction with our good friends at KOK. And been here with them for 25 and a half years. We had Dr. Donald Snow's place, Co-Relief Center. Your opportunity to get checked out, make sure you're okay. Chronic pain is what he specializes in. Call him at 337-475-6334. 337-475-6334. I was glad to see the EPA can't use civil rights acts to fight environmental injustice in Louisiana judge rules. Which is good because that means lawyers can't just go sue under the Civil Rights Act. Federal judge has weakened the Biden administration's efforts to use a historic civil rights law to fight industrial pollution. Alleged have taken heavier toll on minority communities in Louisiana. I'll say it again. We had the head of the Chemical Association on many, many times. He's a gentleman that understands what's going on. Everybody got to understand that plants were there before subdivisions and people started moving by them. Okay? The plants didn't come build a subdivision. All of a sudden, the subdivision was in trouble. So, victory for Louisiana officials who challenged the EPA policy, which was based on possible violations of Title VI of the Federal Civil Rights Act in 1964. The act forbids anyone who receives federal funds from discriminating based on race or national origin. It's been used in housing and transportation, but rarely on environmental matters. No, that's what a good lawyer is going to find a way to sue somebody. I got a buddy of mine, every time I talk to him, he's a lawyer out of Monroe. He always goes, hey, how you doing? I said, he goes, you got anybody I can sue? You got anybody who wants to sue you? And we always joke about it, but it's just a fact. I was glad to say that. Now, listen, something that's not been heavily reported. As you know, President Trump has been in a running feud with Governor Kemp of Georgia. They love Governor Kemp in Georgia, and we think they turned the Republican parties against Trump in a presidential race and a Senate race. And Georgia, I hope, wakes up to what may happen to us. Fulton County can deliver as many votes as they can to overcome the Georgia, but... anyway, this is what I mean. Donald Trump and Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp make amends following the DNC. And I think this is one of the most important developments in the race so far, because I remember Trump said something about Kemp not recently, and I thought, I don't know why he's going after Kemp. That's one he needs. Trump can't win without Georgia, in my opinion. That's a state he ought to win. Former President Trump, Donald Trump and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp have appeared to put their differences aside and recover from the recent spat, and both Republicans voicing support for each other following the DNC convention. We need to send Donald Trump back to the White House, Kemp told Fox News on Sean Hannity. So this is something that the media is not putting it out there. But you need to know this. Trump, thank you, Brian Kemp of Georgia, for all your help and support in Georgia. When a win is so important to the success of our party and, most importantly, our country. I look forward to working with you, your team, and all the friends in Georgia to help make America great again. Folks, I think this is gigantic if it's always an if they're both sincere. Kemp, I pray to God, is being sincere, because I think he's a guy that can help deliver Georgia. Georgia is considered to be in the southeast part of the United States. Folks, if our country ever needed a state to come through, we need Georgia to come through. It's ridiculous for people in Georgia to vote for Kamala Harris. That's why I keep telling y'all the whole election has come down with the media and the left. And by the way, we're fighting the leftists in the whole world, not just in this country. We're fighting China and North Korea and Russia. We're fighting them all. We find all the Green New Deal people, George Soros, all that. And if people in Georgia can realize that your state is never going to be the same if Trump doesn't win, and y'all did really well when Trump was president, really well. So I'm hoping this is more than talk. I'm hoping Kemp will go on a stage with President Trump to change some hearts and souls in Georgia because we need it. He can't win. I don't think he can win without Georgia. I think Georgia is that important. We should never lose Georgia to the left, especially leftist Looney Tunes. We don't like the way they didn't like that Trump picked on Kemp. They did. But they got to realize what's at stake now. And I'm telling you, Democrats are not going to accept Trump winning. They're not going to accept before, and if he wins, look out. They'll never accept it. I still wonder if they're going to put him in jail for the elections up. Don't put it past the left, folks. Don't put it. You know, they could put Trump at home with and say you can't leave home and put bracelets on him, and then he can't go do all of his big rallies. If you think, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, I'm going to say it until the election's over. And I'm going to say it, first thing I'm going to say is, I hope I'm wrong. God, I hope I'm wrong. You think the left is going to allow Donald Trump to be president without us all getting in a fight, you're wrong. They're not going to let him become president, and everybody needs to get in a fight. NBC's Welker, Harris didn't say much about how she'd be different from Biden. She's not going to be different than Biden. Why should she say something about being, she's no different than Obama, she's no different than Biden. It's the same group of people are running everything. Even the media is starting to pick it up, though. But they want, in some cases, like ABC, you do an interview with a pro-Trump guy, and you beat the pro-Trump guy up and defend Kamala Harris. That's what the media is basically doing. Vance said it best, J.D. Vance. Harris avoiding press because she can't explain the policy. How do you explain the policy? How do you explain the policy of price control? How do you explain the policy of allowing illegals to become citizens overnight and get health care and get housing and get everything else? How do you explain, how about this one, her new one? We want everybody in the house. We're going to give people $25,000 and $35,000 to go buy a house. I want y'all to take y'all back to 2007, 2008. We had a problem. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the federal government got involved in housing. We started giving money to everybody. They couldn't pay back their loans. I borrowed money then to buy my house. I told y'all, they asked me to borrow money to buy cars. They said you could buy a new boat. You can buy a swimming pool. And guess what happened to the housing crisis? It blew up. Do you really want Kamala Harris and Obama? Obama won the election because of that. They want to do the same thing. The federal government doesn't need to get people in housing, and they're going to put them in houses they can't afford and they can't pay the note. That's what I'm saying. These people are not going to change the policies of what they believe in, which is Marxist on a good day. Go look at what happened to Spain. Go look at Venezuela, Argentina. Go look at them. That Russia. That's what they want to do here. And by the way, when you go to these countries, very few rich people at the top that run everything, and everybody else is a peasant. Go look at what she says. Well, you can't do that. All you can do is look at what she used to say and used to do, because y'all thought they were hiding Biden in the basement. I don't know where they're putting this woman at. But she don't have to say anything. Matter of fact, I've also read over and over again, people that are for Kamala Harris, Hollywood, don't say nothing, Kamala. Just get out the way. We're going to go tell people that we can lie to and fool to vote for you. And the people you can lie to and fool to go vote, that's the ones they're worried about. They could care less about you and me. They could care less. Supreme Court permits Arizona proof of citizenship law to vote, but not for mail-in voting. Well, what good does that do you? Arizona can continue requiring proof of citizens to register to vote while legal challenges continue in court. But once registered, people can still vote in presidential election or vote by mail without such proof. So what did you do? You know yourself, when you make a law or a rule people that want to be devious is going to take that law rule and try to figure out a way around it. And that's what they're doing on the left. They're trying to figure out how they can take the current laws and get around it to get Kamala to votes. Remember, no press conferences in 36 days. Trump might have did 8 this weekend. Doesn't even make any sense. It's up to you and me. All right, take a break. We'll come back. Dr. Donald Snow. We'll wrap up this hour and talk a little bit about pain. If you got a question or comment, you can call in. We'll give you the number. 844-766-6607. Walk if you see a few calls. Let them slide in to talk to Donald Snow. We'll be right back. Line 1 is a business telecom provider. Line 1 specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.1 and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line 1, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.1 and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.1.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
The team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875% 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes. Mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Smooth Graffoma. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, last segment of this hour. It's always a pleasure to come to Lake Charles with our good friends at Cumulus Broadcasting. We're here with Dr. Donald Snow, Co-Relief Center. People are looking to get out of the chronic pain that you've been in. Not a better place to at least call him and see if he can help you. 337-475-6334. So, Doc, I'm guessing when people call you, most of the time, it's, well, I've done everything you could do. I heard you talking on Moon or wherever they got it from, and I just thought I'd give you a call. And I would think most of them would be, I didn't try it everything. Most of your customers. Is that did I hit it about right?
Yeah, you did.
Instead of coming first.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've got people here that I finished with, their problem went away, and they get a new problem, and they do the same circle again. Same circle. But so some of them come
straight
to me.
Somebody you fix with their foot. Uh-huh. Now they got a
back pain or something. And then they go to the full circle orthopedic chiropractor.
They
then
come
they
back,
wind up,
back here again?
But why make the circle? Just come here first.
You're trying to cut out the middleman, aren't you?
Well, you know, I mean, it's smart if this works and the others don't. Where do you think where would you go?
I would think if you helped me on my foot and I had a back, I'd probably come back and say, hey, I'm having another foot.
Yeah. Some of them do. Some patients, this is the first place they come back to.
That is incredible. You, one of the things I wanted you to mention too, the first time somebody comes, if you can't help them, they're going to be able to tell you and you're not charging them.
That's it. Yeah. And
you come in with the same pain.
I'm not skinny.
What I'm saying, they come in with the same pain and they say, Doc, it ain't that much better, then you can't help them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you upfront with people on the phone when you know
Absolutely.
You can't help?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep.
I think honesty is what people are
Because they're going to find out anyway if I can't help them.
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't want them in here. That's a lot of work.
This is not hypothetical. Only you can answer it. Somebody comes in, you get what you needed the first time, and they come 8 or 10 times.
Uh-huh.
Has there been times it just hadn't worked after that too?
No.
For the most part, if you can get them the first time.
That 50% cutoff, I usually get 100% relief when they come in here. But that 50% cutoff, that's there for a purpose. Because if they get anything less than 50%, I won't be able to help them permanently.
Tell people again, somebody just joined the program.
Uh-huh.
They look up Co-Relief Center. And when I walk in here, tired of pain, trying acupuncture.
Uh-huh.
But you're way more than that. So talk about what you do again for somebody just joining us.
I do integrated medicine. I integrate Erconia lasers, microcurrent therapy, Russian Skinar therapy, Oriental medicine. Sometimes I do internal medicine. I throw the kitchen sink. My livelihood depends on that first visit. And by golly, I get the results.
Yeah, by the way, and your livelihood depends on a person being honest with you and
That's
saying
right.
if it's better or not.
That's right. Why would they lie?
No. Yeah, I think if somebody... Yeah. The reason I say chronic pain, could you get a lot of people that said, I just can't get rid of it, this hurts, they told me this, I've tried that, and you need them to come in here with the pain. That's what I say,
right.
chronic pain that they just hadn't been able to get
That's
rid
right.
of.
That's right. And some people don't do it because maybe the insurance doesn't cover the physical medicine. It'll cover the acupuncture. But they don't want to spend the money. But they'll spend the money for a car. Even the worst case scenario, and you don't have any insurance, the max you're going to spend with me is probably $2,400, $2,500. I think that's a bargain. And I've had patients tell
me. It's a hell of a bargain if you
that's
ask
what
me.
Some patients say you're worth five times more.
I wish I could get a new boat for $2,500.
But usually I'm done by that. That's not $5,000. There's other doctors that will charge you $5,000 and won't even give you the result.
Well, you called it outcome-based because the outcome
It's
matters.
Outcome-based. It's based on science.
Do you deal with more young people, older people, sports injuries? What do you deal with mostly? I know you deal with the VA, so that's probably going to be an older person a lot of time. Not necessarily because we got young people.
I get babies in here. I get young children. I have quite a few of them. Probably the average age is 60. 50 to 60. I do have some 90-year-olds, but they come in here all
age. Sometimes chronic pain don't start that later in life.
Yeah. Well, sometimes a lot of people have had come in here with 30 or 40 years. So
what do you call it when your finger's neuropathy?
Huh?
Neuropathy. Explain that to what people.
When you have nerve damage, your hand or your feet's on fire, you can't feel them, they tingle.
You do a lot of that, don't you?
Oh, yes. That was the first thing that I learned how to do. Everything that I learned on my own. I just experiment. Because if something doesn't work, why repeat it?
Yeah.
So I try something else. But that stuff goes away. I mean, it goes away. Diabetic neuropathy, chemotherapy neuropathy. Now, with chemotherapy, oftentimes I can only get 80%. And that's all they're going to get.
Yeah.
Because that's heavy metal damage. But they're happy with the 80%.
These veterans that come in, what are you treating with mostly with the veterans?
Backs.
Backs. Same thing with farmers
necks.
And oil and gas people. It's called back is the bad thing.
I've had him come in here with broken necks. I had a guy come in here, couldn't lift his head up. You could put your fist in the back of, they had a big old hole in the back. And he has no pain anymore. Still can't lift his head, but he can lift it a little bit. I had a lady in here with a broken neck, got hit by a train. And I thought she had a stroke.
I don't advise that.
Well, I thought she'd had a stroke. I was treating her for knee pain. When that went away, I said, when did you have your stroke? She said, I didn't have a stroke. I got hit by a train, blah, blah, blah. She said, I was a quad for 3 or 4 months. But now I can do this. I've had 11 surgeries. I said, maybe I can help you. And she laughed at me. I said, I'm not going to charge you if I can't help you. Well, she got a treatment. On the very first treatment, she was like a stroke. She was able to move her arm, and it was.
Don't feel bad, Mike. When I asked my wife to marry me, she laughed at me. So I'm just telling you, people do laugh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the new thing that you're doing now, in case people. And I'm gonna take it. This is people worried about the belly fat, weight, whatever.
Yeah.
Talk about what you got
here. The sculpting. It'll help you lose inches. If not, wait. It will melt the fat right off of you.
What do you call it?
It's a Zorona. Okay. Erconia Zorona
People
laser.
People can go probably read about this.
Oh, yeah. It's FDA approved for this purpose.
So you're doing FDA this here approved. Now?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. And it works like a champ.
Is that pain?
No, you don't feel anything. In fact, if you have digestive problems or heart problems, it helps those too, because those are the same lasers I use to treat people. It works on the mitochondria itself.
On something like that, is that a procedure that takes many, many times?
Yeah. It depends on how much you want to lose,
sure.
How many inches. Usually we'll sell a package of 10 to 12 treatments.
I'm just looking at the pictures. I mean, it's a gigantic difference in what's happening.
Yes.
But you get mostly ladies or men?
Mostly ladies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Men can do it too?
Oh, yeah, I do it.
Okay.
And you see my petite figure.
Yeah, but I'm just asking. Yeah. I figured mostly ladies, but
yeah, mostly
I figured
ladies.
Men could do it too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's my wife's. I got that for her.
I like that. No bruising, no swelling, no freezing, no downtime.
No, nothing. You just
so
feel good.
So you come in here and go back to work your regular life?
It takes 20 minutes on each side, front and back, so 40 minutes, and then you're out of here. You do it once a week. Probably in 2 weeks, you're going to notice you'll lose an inch or two in 2 weeks.
Wow. So how long is the whole process?
Depends on what you want to lose.
Okay. Well, what is the normal process? Is it
12.
12 visits.
No, not pounds. Visits.
12. I'm sorry. 12 visits.
Yeah, and you'll lose 5 or 6 inches probably.
That's pretty good. Uh-huh. Well, Doc, I got Dr. Snow at CoreliefCenter.com. Is that a website people can look at?
Absolutely. Coal Relief Center.
Real credit. CoalReliefCenter.com.
That's it.
You go check out anything they need to check
anything
out.
Anything you want.
Pick up the phone, call y'all.
You can
find
see.
Out of y'all. I see y'all expanding because you added this new process. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also videotaping all my testimonials. So you can see real patients on video there and their journey and what happened to them. If you'd like to see that.
We got to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Moon.
337-475-6334. Thank you, Dr. Snow. Thank you, Lake Charles. But this is anybody. Yes, sir.
15 years you've been doing this for me. 17.
Wow. I knew it was around 15.
Yeah,
all right. Got to go.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.